historically, a Packers-centric program. We haven't really mentioned them.
Well, how often do we go up 2-0 and get PCA to be pouting and Miz to
and,
be firing
and
105
miles? Almost goes to the Knicks.
Fireballs and Vaughn hitting home runs and Ortiz getting a clutch hit to set up Chorio. How often does that happen?
How about that first inning? Two outs, nobody on, and then they get two on for Vaughn to hit the dinger.
Just chip. Chip, 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 chip. Chip. Bomb. Chip, 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 chip. Bomb. Pout. Throw your glove. Fire your bat.
Petulance.
Cry your way back to Chicago. That's what I'm looking at.
On the train in your full uniform. All right. I want to get to...
How do you Council went back to Whitefish Bay last night, or you think he went back to Chicago?
I don't know enough about baseball travel. Like, they obviously
like
fly,
it would be fun if
like
the Cubs today
flight,
they
right?
stayed downtown Milwaukee late night, and then they all went to the Hiawatha and got onto Hiawatha.
They're gonna say
fun.
they all go to Council's house in Whitefish Bay for a little picnic. We got to figure this out, guys. We only got one game left.
How do they bus up from Chicago or do they still fly?
I would think you bus. You're not flying that. It's by the time you get.
You guys would fly to Bears games.
That's Green Bay. It's 3 hours.
I understand, but still, it's not that long.
3 hours compared to an hour is a big difference.
Okay. I don't know. I don't cover baseball. I do cover the Packers, and while Christian Watson,
like, I think when Philly plays the like Washington, and they Hiawatha it. Or Amtrak, or whatever they do. I think they sell
in full uniform, like Council.
Well, I don't think football guys do that, Jason. But in baseball, I think you should.
They get dressed in their locker room, hop on the Hiawatha, take the train up, and then get off and go to batting practice.
Right, exactly. So Christian Watson opened the 21-day window for him practicing. We'll get into that. Jacob Monk also designated for return from injured reserve. I know you've been following that story. But the two guys that didn't practice out of the 51 that they have on the roster currently, Anthony Belton with that ankle injury, but Devontae Wyatt, who Matt LaFleur told us before the bye week or during the bye week, is week to week. And I know many people have pointed this out to me. After Devontae Wyatt left the game...
5 out of 6 tutters.
Exactly. I don't know if there's causation there.
There's not.
But they traded away Kenny Clark. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they want Devontae Wyatt to be that next him. Is this the new thing to worry about?
Or... If the Green Bay Packers had to pay full freight for Devontae Wyatt, would they do it?
No. Okay. They gave him the fifth-year option because it buys them a whole other year to make that decision.
Agree. I understand that. I'm saying if push came to shove and they had, just like they're going to have to do with Quay, you reported, I heard you on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning talking, Quay's got an offer.
Yeah, I mean, Quay said that on the record.
All right, I won't mention that you brought it up. Somebody else from somewhere else brought it up.
I just want to make sure that, no, thank you for citing me.
Well, no, thank you for citing me, but don't cite me is what
heard. No, when you say you reported.
You did.
Like Shams reported, like he's doing that based on anonymous sourcing.
You're a reporter, and you did report it.
Like when everyone when the Badgers game time is announced and everyone tweets it out at the same time and this guy reported
so
it's a 2:30 game,
somebody else,
but everybody
not
knows
Jason,
it.
Somebody else on the beat reported.
Yeah, Quay Walker said it to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I was under the impression it was you talking to Quay, but I certainly don't want to give you any credit that you didn't want.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Was it exclusive?
No. Somebody else reported it, and then Jason saw it on Twitter, and he brought it up.
Anyways, Quay
was offered a contract, according to some source somewhere from somebody.
According to Quay.
Whatever.
Well, Wesley will be grumpy.
I'm not even grumpy. I compliment Jason, and he slaps it back at me, says, don't compliment me. I won't.
Somebody
reported that Quay said something to somebody that he has an offer sitting on the desk. And it's obviously Ferris not
passed out of 31 flavors last night. Yeah.
Not to the liking of what he and his representatives want, but it still tells you Green Bay wants Quay.
Yes.
At what price?
Yes.
Devontae got that fifth-year option, I think partially because Quay's number was going to be bigger because linebackers all get thrown into the same pot in your deal. So I understand that. But the question is, and I think we don't know the answer to this yet. You know, you asked if it was causation. Obviously, Devontae Wyatt is disruptive. Has he been consistently disruptive throughout his three and some change years here?
No, he is not.
And that's where when you start getting into this year, and especially when you start getting into option years and contract years, that is when the rubber hits the road. And you have to make those decisions. And, the Packers, I think, very wisely picked up that fifth-year option. You're going to get him at a fraction of what you'd have to pay him if it was open market. But this is where we're sitting, and I think he has shown some disruptive, just like he did last year when he's been healthy. But unfortunately, and I find it interesting, who fans pick to say are injury prone and who are not, and who you pound on. Clay Matthews, they pounded on him forever. Christian Watson has gotten pounded upon. I don't know. Devontae Wyatt's missed a bunch of games, hasn't he?
He has, and he was very ineffective after his ankle injury last year.
Yeah, so I just him and Belton are the only two guys that were not at practice. Green Bay, knock on wood, is in a great spot as we sit here right now, because when you start looking around the league, and especially you start looking at Philly, Tampa, Detroit lost a corner for probably the season, it sounds like, in Arnold. You're starting to see that, you're starting to see the how the NFL erodes teams as this season continues to go. And so far, with the exception of Jaden Reed, you're getting Christian Watson back soon. The Packers, again, I think, have stayed relatively healthy throughout this first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, and now you're hoping as this thing goes that they limit what this ends up looking like injury-wise. Devontae Wyatt is somebody, obviously, that they want back sooner rather than later.
It's also worth pointing out, and we'll get into this coming up, I did talk with Zach Tom for a while.
Yeah, I heard that, and I don't remember what reporter was on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning that was talking about it, but the Zach Tom component to that, when I heard it on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, it was not positive.
You're such a dink.
What do you mean I'm a dink? How is that dinky?
You're a dink.
What do you mean?
You know you're being a dink.
I'm not even trying to be. I'm trying to save
it
your feelings.
We'll have less sleep, we'll be grumpy.
I am not grumpy, Jesse. What I heard from that reporter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy was it was not good.
All right, we'll discuss whatever this person reported. I'll send you the audio.
Why
this
are you
person
so against being? You don't want to be a reporter.
No, okay.
You don't like getting in that race.
No, I'm fine. I am fine. The implication when you say you reported this,
but you did,
is that you got it on background and no one is actually on the record saying it. In this instance with Quay, and this is the only reason I have this information, is because I have a player who was willing to tell it on the record. Because as you know, Domofsky, very good reporter, breaks lots of stories with him and Schefter and that whole thing. When you say I reported it, it sounds like it's kind. You know what the good instance is? Mm. The Jones fracture thing.
That was a good report.
Now, if I had said, Jaden Reed told me that he has a Jones fracture in his foot, people wouldn't say that I reported it. They would say that he said it. But that was not what I reported. I reported it based on an anonymous source. In this instance, Quay Walker, on the record, said, I have an offer from them. We're still working through it. But he wants to be here. So, again, that's what Quay Walker said to me.
Was anyone else around when he told you that?
Well, no, but
oh my, it is a
that's
report.
That's a report. I am just dumbfounded. Okay,
Jason,
I don't know what a report is
time.
Anymore. Okay, yeah,
that was a report.
If you're in the scrum and everybody here, okay, everybody's got it. You get a report. You actually break news, and you don't want to be cited. You're the anti-bibliography of the Green Bay Packers beat.
Associated
well, make sure
Bank
you
has
cite
the best
this. No,
customer
no, no, no.
service
no,
in the industry.
No, 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 no. I am not going to cite this. No bibliography. Did you pass when, high school without citing anything?
And when Quay Walker gets his new contract, it'll have a big check from Associated Bank with the logo and everything. You can have the logo of the Packers on your checking account, checkbook, and on your debit card. If you get Packers checking from Associated Bank, and if you get that, or you get Brewers checking, or you get Badger checking, whatever you get, most importantly, you get the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. Early pay, credit monitoring, fraud protection, everything you need to make sure you feel comfortable and safe that your money is secure. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. I am reporting that we will talk more Packers next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, the audio of the conversation that Zach Tom had with a reporter yesterday. But he did admit that he is struggling mightily with standing on the sideline. Quote, you just feel so useless, which I know you've experienced that as well, and I understand that. But Tausch, after the way he tried to go and lasted one play against Cleveland, how exactly do you figure out if he can manage a 70-play game when you also you have to test it, but you don't want to have him exacerbate the issue by having Rashawn Gary bull rush him at full speed and whack him? I don't understand. How are they going to figure out whether he can play through this or not?
Yeah, it's a very finicky situation because what we saw against Cleveland is the probably the worst case scenario for the team because, you know, obviously there's other guys getting reps, but when you dress and, you know, even if you could give a quarter, you could take that. But to take one play and then you have to, and you saw all of the shuffling around that injury and then unfortunately some other injuries and, you know, Shido busts his helmet for a play or two and you got to move, you end up going to move Jordan Morgan out there. It ends up being a whole blah. So I don't know the answer. At some point you do have to test it and you've obviously missed the Cowboy game. You took a week, you had the bye week. I think Wednesday and Thursday you need to work. You need to go through it, and you need to feel how your body comes out of it. And that builds confidence that you can. Because there's going to be a little doubt regardless of how hard you practice, because I don't care who's practicing. You could have Rudy Rudinger out there, and it's still not going to be the same pace as a game. It's just not. You can't replicate that. You can get as close to it as you can. You can build the confidence up. And then you have to trust that Zach Tom knows his body and knows that he can get through certain things and he can do this, this, this. And as long as that is indeed the case, you trust him. But you have to have a backup plan until you see him actually finish a game or get back through it. Because, you know, listening to you talk, you know, your conversation and how you relate it, it's going to be something that bothers him the rest of the season. And that is the thing that sucks about injuries in this league. You don't get time to regroup. And as I've said numerous times, once you're out there, you're out there. Nobody gives a rip. The people, like, I think coaches and players will respect the fact mm-hmm. that you're fighting through things, but if you're not playing at a good level, they'd rather you not play. And that's the balance that Zach is going to have to deal with until he can get fully healthy.
Do you have ongoing offensive line concerns? I was talking to someone the other day about this, and they were they did not deliver a particularly glowing review of Aaron Banks. And well,
give me a little taste. What was the?
It's just not very good.
It's not good.
And I look, I get to work with you and with Brian Bulaga on a regular basis. You guys have forgotten more about offensive line play than I will ever know.
We haven't really seen enough to give a great, you know, obviously the people up in that building see him practice and stuff. I don't believe he's finished a game yet, has he? Did he finish the whole game?
Good question. Let me fact check that.
So that, to me, it's early, but when you make a signing like that, you're anticipating, and they brought him in to be a bully.
Yes, no doubt.
And I don't think we're getting that. And then when you do that, as far as how I feel about the offensive line, I don't think it's been as good as we anticipated. Mm-hmm. When you start looking at the resources and how they went about their business,
Elton's still struggling.
Elton hasn't played as well as I thought. I think Shido's been okay.
Sean Ryan is one of the lowest rated guards in the league, according to Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, you need your guys to be – you need Zach, and unfortunately he just hasn't been healthy and hasn't been able to play at the level that you would want. And Elton hasn't played at the level that he would tell you he expects. Banks, obviously, has not been able to stay in the lineup. You're talking about your top three dogs. And if your top three dogs aren't playing, you're not going to get carried by Shido and Sean Ryan. That's not how the NFL business works. The guys you pay are the guys that need to be your dogs. And right now that is simply not the case. And when you ask, where's my head at? And I think you could make a really good argument that the position group that you feel the least amount of confidence in, both the depth and where they're at right now and how they've executed throughout the first 4 weeks, I think you could probably say the offensive line has been mm-hmm. the biggest, didn't see that, and this group has not done what we're asking much more than almost any other position group on this football team.
Tausch was right. Zach Tom, we covered already. Aaron Banks left the Detroit game after 43 of the 48 snaps, did not play against Washington, started against Cleveland,
did not finish
that game,
didn't play last week,
didn't
Dallas.
Play against the Cowboys.
Yeah, it has not been a great start for old 6-5 out there. Not been a great start.
Or by the group as a whole, obviously. It just hasn't.
Well, it is. I mean, it's – listen, man, playing O-line is hard. We all know that. Mm-hmm. When you have not practiced together, I mean, you start looking at Banks missing a ton of time in camp. Elton Jenkins missed a ton of time in camp. Shido missed a ton of time in camp. And you just snap your fingers and say, all right, go play Detroit, and let's go and execute. And by the way, they pass protected awesome in that first half. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Run block. And finally you started seeing them chip a little bit. But it's off. And I would love to see – I think Aaron Banks needs to get out there and start playing. And if he's not, and you keep kind of going in and out, it's going to be really difficult to not – continue having him play. But if he can't stay healthy and can't go out and do that, Jordan Morgan has shown he's a pretty good guard.
That's the one thing I think he has proven, right?
And he's, been able to stay healthy this season, obviously not last. So you have to coaches always look at who can I trust and who do I know? What is the expectation of their play? And when you know those answers, coaches play those people. And obviously Aaron Banks is making a ton of money. They brought him in for a certain reason. It's now October. I think all of the August and, you know, all that stuff, hopefully he's healthy enough and we can see. Whoever you are talking to obviously is disappointed in the fact he's not been able to get out there. And when he has been, he hasn't done probably what they expected. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he can get healthy and he can kind of get into his rhythm because he's a big, strong, physical dude. That's why he's here.
Right.
And if that is not the case, then you're going to – there'll be a lot of question marks because – I believe they can get out of that deal in a year if they want.
They can. And I am very curious to see if we are looking at a complete overhaul of their offensive line.
Well, the interior.
Other than Zach Tom.
The interior, well, for sure.
And are they going to – has Rashid Walker played at a level that you're willing to pay him a pretty penny? I don't probably think so. So you've got Jordan Morgan as your left tackle of the future. You're going to find a place for Anthony Belton because you drafted him in the second round. You're not bringing back Sean Ryan. If you were to move on from Aaron Banks, that wouldn't be a surprise. And I think we all agree that based on what we've seen through four games, no matter how much you and I personally like Elgton Jenkins, he is making the decision easy for them.
Yeah, I don't think they're bringing him back even if he plays.
Move on from it.
If he plays right. Like Kevin Mawai, I don't know if they're bringing him back.
What if he plays like Scott Wells?
Scotty Wells is a really good player.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, they didn't bring Scotty Wells back. Elton's 30 true. Years old.
Yep. Or he will be.
Yeah, he gone. He'll be gone.
If you want your old, decrepit bath and shower gone, head on over to Kohler Services and Chris from Ooseberg will...
Oh, another guy from Ooseburg come up to me at AmFam Field last night. Our friend Doug from Kohler Services, a great partner. He was there. It was a great night at AmFam Field. And if you need to get your bath and shower to be great, Kohler Services has a refreshing offer for that bath or shower remodel, again, from Kohler Services. And this month only, zero interest financing for 12 months. And you get a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Old Chris from Ooseburg. Ooseburg Flying Dutchman, one of their skilled installers who demos your existing bath or shower, removes it, disposes it before installing your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll talk about Christian Watson and his comeback, which Tausch predicted accurately. Next,
it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Let's go, baby, go, go, go!
So the 21-day practice window is open. Day one is in the books for Christian Watson. He went through individual drills only, but not ruling out the possibility of doing some team stuff tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. And while I would say probably unlikely, not out of the realm of possibility that he actually plays in a home game at Lambeau Field against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. Tausch, 9 months and 1 day from injury to practice return. What, if anything, does that say to you?
Well, it says a couple of things. He obviously attacked his rehab in a very enthusiastic and positive way. He probably didn't have a ton of other damage to anything else within that knee, and he's highly motivated to get back out there. So... I love the fact that he is going to get this opportunity. Unlike Jesse, I think Christian Watson is somebody that makes a big difference to this group. I think he adds another layer that will, you know, I think help take this offense, and it's going to help Josh Jacobs. It's going to help a lot of guys be more productive. So kudos to him. Kudos to Flea and Nate and Kurt and the whole team that helped get him back up and running. And you just got that sense when you listened to both Goody and LaFleur talk that he was way ahead of schedule. And I don't know, you know, what constitutes that other than the fact that you just attacked it. You're fortunate you didn't have any setbacks. And, you know, now the big thing is going to be that mental hurdle of taking a shot, cutting full tilt when you're out playing. You know, football stuff is going to happen. How you bounce back up from that first hit. He still has some mental hurdles to get through, but the physical part of it and the fact that he's back out and opening up that practice window is absolutely awesome for everybody that wants to see Christian Watson be successful.
So as Rob Domofsky reported, he spent some time working out with Stephon Diggs, and they both had their rehabs overseen by the same doctor, and he came back very quickly compared to other players. Although his return to practice is kind of in line with what Rashawn Gary did. Now, we've had conversations previously on this program about how Rashawn Gary has been since coming back from his ACL and whether or not he has been the same player. So that is a concern, especially for someone whose elite level speed was one of the things that set him apart. What I found most noticeable yesterday was the intense jolt of energy and excitement that him being out there. He is really well liked on that team and well respected, and everyone, including guys like Malik Heath, who theoretically will play a little bit less once he's back out there, were so jazzed about him being back at practice.
That shouldn't surprise you, because
doesn't surprise me, but I wasn't surprised. It was just
surprised.
It was palpable.
You sound
not
surprised.
Petulant, but palpable.
I just think the way he carried himself with the Romeo Doubs situation and elevated himself as a leader throughout that, and then obviously selflessly went out in a game against the Bears and played, and that's where he, you know, ruptured his ACL. Teammates look at that and they remember it, and they admire the fact that you fought your way back and worked this hard to get back in this position. It should bring a good jolt, because you want to reward guys that put that effort in, that are good teammates, that do the right thing, and when something bad happens to them, they're able to bounce back. I think that's why team sports are awesome, is because you have that. And it doesn't always work that way. But in this case, you know, so far, and I think everybody will be clamoring and hoping that Christian Watson is incredibly productive when he gets back, and that helps take this offense to the next level. I think all of those things would be fantastic to see.
Do you believe that will occur? Or do you have any level of concern?
I just don't know. I mean, there's always concern about how he is going to fit. You know the initial part of what you're going to ask him to do. So I don't have any concern that he's going to have a role. Will it be the role that I think everybody anticipated when he was drafted? No. But I think the question is, where are those reps going to come from? Who's going to be kind of missing out on those? And how slowly are you going to integrate him back in? I would put a couple of packages together. I would not want him playing 40 snaps. Mm-hmm. Build it up and then start figuring out, okay, how can we kind of formulate our rotation that is going to emphasize everybody's skill sets? And I think the hard part of that is, I don't think we have answers to those questions yet. We know Christian Watson is the explosive down the field, stretch the safeties. That's his strength. Golden has some of those same characteristics. how that all works, because I want Matthew Golden to continue to grow and to stay out there. And, you know, he is going to be their number one receiver moving forward. Christian Watson can be 1A and really be dynamic and make kind of get that role of being the field tilting, stretch the field, force safeties to sit back. And if you can get all of that, now you're really working with something.
Jesse, we need to play trivia. We did not play yesterday. I'm assuming we're saving our double up for tomorrow when we have Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. So Badgers Trivia Tuesday?
It is Badgers Trivia. So we have a call from Patrick in Madison. He had an offensive line question he really wanted to ask.
Is it a good question?
It was a pretty good one. I have to hang up on him, though, if we're going to take the trivia call.
Throw him up. Let's see what he's got.
Take him first?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sorry to disrupt everything there, but we got him here. Yeah.
I'm going to vote yes.
Jason,
yeah,
do you vote
for sure.
Yes? All right.
Sure, yeah.
And say hi to him.
Sorry, I didn't see the text. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great, even though you're interrupting everything we're doing. No, I'm just kidding.
Very sorry.
What's your question for Tausch?
So my question was, given that they drafted Belton two or second round and haven't had anywhere but right for next year, and Zach Tom has seemed kind of a very good of all trades type offensive lineman, what if we put him at left, Belton at right, and Cap Morgan at left guard for next year, kind of as a potential for next year's line if Banks doesn't work out at left guard?
Tausch, what do you think?
I mean, I think they want Belton to be the right tackle. I think Pat. Is it Pat?
Yes, Patrick.
I think Patrick is onto something.
Really?
Yes. Can Belton play guard?
They think so.
All right.
He'd be a really big guard.
The real question is, can Zach Tom play left tackle? I think he can. I don't think they're going to move him to center at the contract that they signed him to.
Hall of Fame center.
That's what Rob Domofsky reported. And he was fine to report it, and then we blew it up on social media. It was fantastic. Yeah, I don't think it's crazy to think that Zach Tom. Now, I don't think Belton's going to be a left tackle. Don't see that. They still want Jordan Morgan to get that opportunity out there. But if he continues and is playing good at left guard, I could see a world where Belton's playing right tackle, Zach Tom's at left tackle, and Jordan Morgan's at left guard. Yeah, I could see that world.
They like Anthony Belton.
He is a big, physical dude. Now, if he can play guard and you leave Zach Tom out there at right tackle, I think that's fine too. Zach Tom will be playing tackle, whether it's right or left. Feel pretty good about that. We don't know what they're going to do with Shido. There's so many variables that we don't know that I believe some of these questions will be answered in this next 13-game stretch.
It'll be interesting, to say the least.
You do not think – you think that – like, if you had to say right now, Belton's going to be a starter, where is he playing?
Right guard.
So they're going to bench Sean Ryan.
No, he's a free agent after the season.
I'm saying this week, all things are equal. You have to put Belton in the lineup. You're playing him at right tackle.
With his bad ankle? I guess. I mean, look, would you stop?
I didn't say anything. I sighed because I'm frustrated.
And rolled your eyes and leaned back. Yeah, okay. I'm more well-rested than you are. Look, I don't know. If I'm Zach Tom, I signed a good, not great right tackle deal, and now I'm going to go to left tackle, and I'm a real bargain? Like, when they signed Elton to the extension they did, they basically sweetened his contract that if he moved to left tackle, he would get paid a bucket full more. And I don't think that's the case with the Zach Tom contract.
Tampa Bay did this with Tristan Wirfs. Like, you're going to play offensive tackles where you're best suited to play. And yes, I can understand Zach being frustrated, but Zach Tom's going to be paid $22 million a year. And if they think the best option, because they got a big, strong son of a gun playing right tackle, and they think it's in the best option to move him over to left tackle, I don't think that's going to be something that they are going to frown upon and not go and do.
I'm not I guess I feel like if they were discussing this during negotiations like they did with Elton and his agent, there would be a component to his contract like there was with Elton.
Yeah, maybe there is. Did you read all the riders in there? Maybe it is in there.
I did not read all the riders.
If you don't read the riders, we don't know. You can't be given the Rider Act out here if you don't know.
Jesse, what caller would you like for trivia?
10.
Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 plays Badgers trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the time. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the time. And I don't want to leave you alone.
Good conversation about the Packers' offensive line. We shift gears and play a little trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
We welcome in our contestant. It is Ace in Mount Horeb. Ace, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Jasonator. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How's the Tauschinator today?
Tauschinator.
I'm doing great.
Everything's great.
Yeah, it's
everything's
all great.
Tauschinator.
Go back to the old Sleepinator a little later today.
The Greatinator.
I see Mark Tauscher holding a sheet of paper in his hand.
Yeah, I'm ready to roll, baby.
So he, in a unexpected turn of events, is going to do all three questions of Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
Oh, snap.
And I'm going to sit back and watch.
It's about time. All right, Aceinator.
Toshinator.
Wisconsin football will wear throwback uniforms for this Saturday's game against Iowa. It's the first time the Badgers are wearing throwback since playing which team in Chicago at Soldier Field in 2021. Did they play Notre Dame, Northwestern, or the 85 Bears?
Notre Dame.
Yes, sir. One for one. All right.
Have a pretty good chance if we were playing the 85 Bears any game the rest of the season.
Why? Because they're old?
Yeah.
It's fair. All right. Which former Badgers running back will be recognized during the game this Saturday night for his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame and the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame this year? Is it Melvin Gordon, John Clay, or Monte Ball?
That would be Monte Ball.
Yes, sir. Buddy, Aceinator's on it today, huh? All right,
Aceinator.
You got
it, buddy.
Let's go a little three-piece nug. Let's get a little three-piece nug this afternoon here. On Wisconsin's list of most played opponents all time, Minnesota is number one with 134 meetings. Iowa ranks number three, with this weekend being the 99th meeting. Which opponent is number two on Wisconsin's list of most played opponents? Really good question.
It's a good one, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Is it Purdue, Illinois, or Northwestern?
It's got to be Illinois.
Does it?
Aceinator.
Troublenator.
It's Northwestern, Aceinator.
It's a Wildcat. Bumminator.
Bumminator, indeed. We don't even play Northwestern this year. So maybe Iowa will end up catching them. Iowa will end up catching Northwestern because we don't have that protected game.
Two out of three ain't bad, Nader.
No. What are you going to do about it, Ader?
Laugh. We'll laugh.
How long do you think we can take the Ader?
Good.
How much farther can we take
it? It can go a lot further than where it's at right now. I know that.
I think we're good.
Yeah, Jason Ader.
Come on, Jason Ader.
Yeah.
All right,
Gutenader did a nice move getting Parsons, though. I like that move.
He did. Gutenader did do a good job with the
Parsonator.
Yep.
Feature.
Stole the Parsonator.
Yes, indeed.
Ace.
It'll work out.
You got 3 out of 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Maybe you'll be the cousin subinator and get a gift cardinator. So the subs are
now
on.
You're trying
to touch
it. Now you ruined it.
Yeah, you just ruined the whole thing.
Now I ruined it. All right. Ace, thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right. You guys are the best. Love you guys. Rock on.
All right. Love you guys.
I like the rock on to close it
rock
out.
Rock on.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.